It's 12:30 p.m. local time here in the UK. I'm Joseph McTaggart with the news headlines on the 21st of May, 2026. Children in England will be offered free bus trips this August, and cheaper food will be available, according to the new cost of living plan issued by the government. A radio station here in the UK, Radio Caroline, accidentally broadcast news that King Charles had died. UK net migration figures, released today, reveal that migration into the UK is at its lowest since 2012. At the same time, these figures are being disputed by some people in society. The main opponent to our Prime Minister's leadership, Mr. Wes Streeting, has stated that if he becomes Prime Minister, he will introduce a wealth tax upon the richest in society. He's previously stated as well that he wants Britain to rejoin the European Union. The National Health Service has fired 11 people for inappropriately accessing victims' medical records after the Nottingham attack. The Met Office, that's the government department that looks after weather, has predicted there will be potential heat waves across the UK on the bank holiday weekend, which is the last weekend in May. The parents of Madeleine McCann condemn a new Channel 5 drama about the child's disappearance. The Deputy Commissioner for Metropolitan Police has warned of rising costs, stating that hundreds more police officers must be deployed to tackle anti-Semitism. Jamir Nazir from Trinidad, who won the Commonwealth Short Story Prize, has been accused of using artificial intelligence to help create his prize-winning work. TikTok and YouTube are not safe enough for children, says the UK media regulator. And the boss of EasyJet says summer flights will not affect holidaymakers, as he says summer flights won't be hit by jet fuel shortages. It's 16 degrees Celsius today, so the weather is warmer, but still cloudy. I'm Joseph McTaggart. Enjoy your day.